USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is accusing former FBI Director Andrew McCabe of treason. Trump went on Twitter to respond to accusations made by McCabe during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, where he alleges Justice Department officials were discussing the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York tells Fox News his eyes were opened after that interview.
I think we learned, if anything, you can't believe what Andy McCabe says. I mean, this is probably the first time in the history of the country that you had top law enforcement officers, in effect, seeing how they could remove the president.
Four of the five police officers wounded in Friday's warehouse shooting in Aurora, Illinois, are out of the hospital. One officer remains in good condition as he continues to recover from gunshot wounds. Police are continuing to investigate the tragedy where five employees were killed. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline increased by 4 cents a gallon as the price climbed to $2.32. More from USA Radio Network's John Clements.
That $2.32 is the highest level for gasoline in the last 2 months. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains the factors regarding that increase.
Last week, the price of oil jumped to $55 a barrel on some bullish optimism surrounding a U.S.-China trade deal, as well as because of the ongoing turmoil in Venezuela, which is derailing some heavy crude oil from flowing to the United States.
I'm John Clemens.
An alarming number of cell phone calls are spam, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
A new report shows nearly half the calls made to cell phones this year will be spam. The study was conducted by First Orion and referenced in an FCC report this past week.
Keep in mind, on this President's Day, most banks are closed and no mail. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Having your student loans deducted from your paychecks each month could become a reality if a new proposal from Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee becomes law. Kristen Tate writes about taxes and government waste for The Hill. She's also the author of a book titled, How Do I Tax Thee? She tells Fox Business that the student loan problem is growing and growing out of control.
This doesn't surprise me at all. Total student loan debt in this country is now more than $1.5 trillion, and this is largely the result of federal loans. Today, the feds subsidize over 70% of all student aid. Most students can qualify for as much federal aid as they need for tuition, regardless of the price tag or the earning potential of the degree that they're seeking. So colleges can continue to increase their tuition with impunity because they know that no matter what they charge, students will be able to finance it with government money. Yeah. And as a result of that, we've seen a 129% increase in tuition from 1988 to today.
Yes.
So, you know, these students come out of school with tens of thousands of dollars in debt, and not only can they not afford to buy houses, many can't even afford rent. We're seeing a record number of millennials living with their parents.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1988 when Anthony Kennedy was sworn in as Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.